Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yeah, I just want to find out more about your loan offer. Right? I'm a small business owner, and you had sent this in the mail. So I want to find out what it's all about and see where we might be able to help each other.
Absolutely. Was there a 16-digit reservation code on the mailer that you had received?
Yeah.
Yeah, could you repeat that back? Could you do it four numbers at a time, please? 231.
2311.
Gotcha.
2901.
2901. Okay.
0005.
All right.
2751.
2751. Just one moment, please. Let me pull up the information we have for you. And is this Momentum Enterprises Incorporated?
It is.
Okay. I don't have a contact number here. Who am I speaking with?
This is Wade Deffenbaugh. I'm the owner.
Okay. How are you doing today, Wade?
I'm doing pretty good.
Right on. Okay, got that. And then, Wade, what would be a good number in case we are disconnected to reach back out to you on?
917.
Okay.
789-0363.
0363, great. Okay, and I just want to confirm, is the business still located at 101 Summit Drive in Basking Ridge, New Jersey?
Yeah, that's my home. The actual business is a Pet Supplies Plus franchise. It's located in Chester, New Jersey, which is about 10 miles away.
Okay, one second here. Chester, New Jersey. Chester. And then what was the billing address there?
The billing address in Chester is 213 Route 206, Chester, New Jersey.
206.
07, yeah, Route 206.
So, and the billing zip was 07, I'm sorry?
07930.
930.
The business address is the same as the billing address, right?
Oh, so excellent.
That's my home. That's where all the bills go, right?
Okay. Okay. And then just lastly, the business classification. Is it a proprietorship, an LLC, a C-Corp, S-Corp?
C-Corp.
C-Corp. Perfect, perfect. And actually, lastly, what would be a good email address in case I need to send you out any information today?
Yes, Wade, W-A-D-E, dot Deffenbaugh, B-E-F-F, as in Frank, E-N-B-A-U-G-H,
okay,
at Momentum, M-O-M-E-N-T-U-M, Enterprises, E-N-T-E-R-P-R-I-S-E-S, dash, NJ as in New Jersey, but just the initials.
Okay.
.com.
Got it. All righty. So, Wade, what you had received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a multitude of programs. I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find something that would be a good fit for the business.
Okay. So, here's what I'm trying to do, right? So, I have enough capital right now to run this business, et cetera. I'm looking to expand second location.
Oh, nice.
And so that location then requires, expenditures, and I know kind of what those are. So okay. I'm looking to supplement, fund that essentially, so that I don't spend essentially all of my capital to get that bill.
And
if it doesn't come out exactly right, then you run into an immediate problem.
Right. Are you building this new location from the ground up? Is it already a brick and mortar there that you're just moving into, or?
It's a brick and mortar. It will require some improvements, right? So there'll be a construction phase where I build out the interior space. There will be shelving. There'll be various different freezers and fish tanks, et cetera, because it is a pet supplies business.
Oh, cool.
And, right, so it's a pet supply plus, so we're kind of a smaller location. We're not a big box. We don't want to be a big box. We want to be America's favorite neighborhood pet store.
Yeah.
So it is a franchise. So this particular second location is around 77,000 square feet.
Ooh.
It's pretty good size, but it's not like a Petco or PetSmart. They're, you know, more like 30,000 square feet, right?
Yeah. Are you in direct competition with them at all, or is it you guys a different kind of niche than they are?
We would like to think we're a niche based on the service that we have, et cetera, and the service we provide. However, if you're going to look at that, we're going to be in competition with them, right? We're going to be in competition with Petco, PetSmart, and Pet Value, right? Those are three others besides us that tend to, you know, if you're looking specifically for pet stores.
Right. Well, you know, the fact that you're growing a second location doesn't seem like that they're really, you know, affecting your bottom line at all either. You know, it sounds like you may have like a pretty decent customer base.
Yeah, obviously we just opened this particular location in December of 2015. So we're still kind of in the startup phase, the growing phase.
Right.
You know, so that's kind of why I wanted to make sure that I have plenty of, if I go for the second one, I have plenty of funding around, because it usually takes anywhere from a year to 18 months to kind of build that out to where it needs to be. And well, we've done pretty well the first, call it 6 months here. We still have some ways to go.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Have you or are you familiar with working capital loans at all? Have you ever taken one of those out for the business or heard about those?
For this location, I have a SBA loan, right?
Okay.
And that, you know, included funding for a lot of other things. Now, if you know how the SBA works, essentially, they're going to say, look, you need an operation for 12 months before we'll even think about a second one.
Yeah.
And if I want to go faster than that, then, you know, I'm looking for alternatives.
Okay, so we're able to land 10 to 15% of your top line revenue from the year previous, you know, as you see fit. It's unsecured cash. Have you or do you know ballpark what you might have done in sales last year for the initial location?
Well, the initial location, obviously, we're not open a year yet, right?
Uh-huh.
So I do know that, you know, we're going to be above an average of $20,000 a week for this year, right? So we've maintained that the entire 6 months so far. Last year, obviously, we opened December 18th, so there's no particular data there.
Got it. So, you know, projected a little under $1 million, perhaps, is what you might be looking at.
Yeah, I think we'll be over $1 million. You know, once we kind of get through the summer here.
Excellent.
Sales will get so.
Okay, so what was there a specific dollar amount in mind that you would require to, you know, get the second location up and running and, you know, not to deplete all your savings?
Well, what I'm looking at there is in total, if I look at the total expenditure that it will require, is about, including the working capital to kind of get the second one going, is around $650,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
And currently I have about 400 of that. Now, if I look through that and I say, okay, great, I can go out and get another $150,000 a lot of different places, right? And
right.
The problem there is it leaves me with zero buffer.
Yeah.
And I say, well, okay, if this particular store, and I'll be open with you, I need to hit right around $32,000 a week in order for this not to be a drag on my cash flow.
Okay.
So that, I think, will likely happen, but at the same time, it's not here yet. So there's going to be a six-month period now where this particular location has a drag on cash flow while I'm building the other one. So what I'm looking for, in my mind, is around $500,000, so that I can combine that with the 300 or 400 that I have, right?
Mm-hmm.
That way I'm able to sustain both stores until they have matured.
Okay. Okay. And you know, how long is there, do you have a projection, you know, as far as the maturity of both stores? Is that, you know, a couple of years down the road?
Well, both stores is somewhere between a year and 18 months. And then you kind of know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then historically these types of stores have achieved, call it double digit, 10 to 12% growth, really for the next 3 to 5 years after that.
Ooh, nice.
And at that point, you're doing pretty good, but your growth rate kind of tapers off a bit, unless you have a really wonderful location. And there are some of those that continue on, but I don't think you can count on that.
Do you do a lot of marketing at all? Is it more word of mouth? You know, how people find out about your store?
We've found out that at least through the franchise network, right?
Uh-huh.
But word of mouth tends to be the best, right? So you want to have good salespeople. You want to have good people on the registers, et cetera, so that everyone has a wonderful experience instead of kind of coming in and being greeted by the zombies that you might see at other places.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't really want to be here. Anyway, so we've been able to do that part pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
We have tried other marketing, right, and trying to figure out what will work. We do put in papers. We do the, out here it's called Red Plum, but it's a mailer that goes to houses. We do that.
Okay.
Monthly, sometimes bi-monthly, et cetera. So we'll take advantage of kind of other opportunities that come along as we see fit. We found that having events with adoption agencies, et cetera, tend to really help us out. There's more people in the door, and once they're here, if they have a good experience, they're able to go ahead and, you know, buy more stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a pretty good setup you got going there. You know, good client base and all. That's awesome. It sounds pretty exciting, actually.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, and obviously I'm looking to get going here.
Gotcha. So, you know, based off of what you've told me, you're about to do, you know, looking at a little million more for the year, we land 10 to 15% of top line revenue. So at this point, we would be able to, you know, maybe go up to 150 to make available to you to begin with. The thing is, though, would you need all that 500 at once, or, you know, we could set it up that, you know, halfway through the term, we can bring on more money for you and extend that term. You know, would 150 actually help you out initially to, you know, what you're looking to do?
Well, the 150 would help me out initially, right?
Okay.
And so what that does is it gets me from 450 to 600, right? So that doesn't quite get me done with the store. Because then, obviously, I have to have a working capital for that. Once that store gets going, perhaps we could then extend that. Now, again, why I'm talking to a lot of other people is, well, geez, that the 450 that we have now, by the end of the year, if we don't hit those sales projections, might be less, right? So
right.
If I'm spending $5,000 or $10,000 a month, that's no longer 450, that's, you know, 400, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I can't finish the store. When you start at a new store, obviously, my 650 number includes $100,000 of working capital for the next store. But it's this particular location that I have now that is the one that I'm like, well, we gotta make our numbers there, obviously.
Right.
And so I had two stores, right, burning through some cash until they get matured.
Gotcha. So, you know, at this point, that would be what we would be able to offer. Depending on the term, we, again, half about 40% of the way through the loan, we can revisit it, you know, see how you're doing with a great payment history. We can, you know, bring on probably another 150 for you, you know, and extend that term. But it's just a matter of establishing some history with us and establishing a relationship, you know, and once that has been established, you know, everything gets better, better for you, basically. Cheaper rates, you know, extend terms, you know, an early payment discount. So there's all kinds of perks that go along with it.
Okay.
And it's a very simple.
What rates are you charging these days anyway?
Okay. So it is an unsecured loan. So basically, a lot of the risk is on our side. Typically, the rates start around, you know, 10 cents on the dollar and can go up from there. But it's not necessarily an APR. It's more of a cost of funds. So let's say, just because these are easy numbers, let's say you borrowed $100,000 and it was at you know, 10 cents on the dollar. Over that two-year period, you are going to pay back $110,000, but that would be over 2 years.
Yeah.
So, okay. I mean, but that's a best-case scenario as well.
Yeah, so it's a 10% return to you, but it's in total for the term rather than rather than an APR where it's 10% a year.
Correct, exactly.
Okay.
So once
regardless of when I pay it off, I'm paying 10%. So for instance, if it was 2 years, the 2 year term, that would actually come out to 5% a year.
Exactly. You know, and again, that's a best case scenario. I'm just throwing arbitrary numbers out there because, you know, they're easy to work with, easy to understand. But that's how it works. So it's not an APR. There's no compounding interest. There's none of that stuff. And it makes it a lot easier for you to budget and know that this is kind of come out of my account, you know, each week or each day and budget accordingly to that.
Right.
And it's a pretty simple process as well. You know, we have a one-page application. We would need to look at some bank, some business bank statements. If you haven't done a tax return for the location yet, we could just look at a profit and loss. And then we would just like to look at the contracts of the any current working capital loans that you have. You know, that would give us a snapshot that we need of the business to make the best offer possible without creating a burden. But, you know, I can shoot you all that information out in an email, you know, along with my contact information.
Yeah, I'll get to read it and see what I might want to do.
Yeah, you know, I'll put together, again, I'll attach just kind of like the highlight reel of our working capital program as well, and then the requirements. You know, take a look at it at your leisure, and if it's a good fit, you know, as soon as I receive that information back, I'll go to work for you and, you know, see if we can get you some of the better rates and terms out there.
Okay.
All righty. And, Wade, I'm sorry, what's that?
So you can send me the information, and I'll take a read and see what can do.
Excellent. And I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking. Did you have any further questions for me?
No, I just kind of got the offer in the mail and said, well, let's see what they have to say, right? See how that one works. And
yeah. Doing your due diligence.
A little bit, yeah.
Alrighty. I'll put that email together for you right now. I should shoot it over in about 10 minutes. And again, my contact information will be on there. So any questions at all, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm here to help out.
Very good.
All right, Wade, I appreciate your time today. Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully we'll talk soon.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Wade. Bye.
Bye.